Coming up on this Thanksgiving Day edition of Sound Doctrine.
This Thanksgiving needs to be a day of thanks, a day of praise, a day of prayer. And may God help us. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, isn't it? We get so busy with food and football and kids. It's like communion, though. And the Bible says this about this communion. As oft as you do it in remembrance of me.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless lies, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
Happy Thanksgiving, and welcome again to Sound Doctrine. We're interrupting our study of Romans today to bring you a special message from Pastor Jeff Johnson. It's called No Leftovers. Maybe like many, you've been doing a lot of griping recently. Scroll through your news feed on social media and there's no shortage of it. But we'd like to turn your attention now to the many things that we have to be thankful for in Christ. As you'll see, there's good reason to be thankful.
So we're going to get into the Word because we want to just see what God has to say about Thanksgiving. And it's my favorite holiday, but it's been ruined. You know why? Well, because you saw it as you went shopping, as you looked around, and as you went into whatever store, you saw that Christmas beat Thanksgiving. And how'd that happen? That's so wrong. I think, personally, some of you might not think so, but I think that Thanksgiving is for Christians who know what it is to be thankful, who know what God has done in their lives. And the world is just passing it over. Why? No money in it. No money in it. Now they're calling Thursday Black Friday. How bad can it get? And now it's about money. You see what's happened? So God help us. It's my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. Every day should be Thanksgiving Day. Every day. It should be. And then we could just, you know, have one day, we'll call it Gripe Day. And you know, it'll just be one day a year, Grumpy Day. I think that would work. Okay. What are we doing here tonight? We're here to give thanks to the Lord. This is a very special time. But what about tonight? Well, we're going to feast. You already see the table, and it's communion, and this is a feast in and of itself, which we're going to look at. But really, what God has done, I mean, is beyond just what we ever thought. Or we would wonder maybe what God could do to a man like me or to a people like us. He can change us. He can make us to be thankful. I mean, this world needs the Lord because they don't understand thankfulness. They don't understand the blessing of thankfulness. So tomorrow we're going to invite our family over to have leftovers because we're getting the first stuff here. And they're going to get the leftovers. That's going to be good. We're going to have fellowship and leftovers are always good. In fact, sometimes they're better, aren't they? But we're going to gather together, like many of you are, and it's time to be thankful for all that he's done for us as far as spiritually, as far as physically to us. I love that story of the 10 lepers that went to Jesus. They were full of leprosy. Jesus just said to them, just go show yourself to the priests. Now, you have to understand, for a leper to go show himself to the priests is pretty bad because they won't see you. They can't touch you. They can't even look at you. They don't want you. But Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. But as you go, you know, you go. And as they went, what happened? They were getting healed. the leprosy was leaving. So they walked at first, and then they started to run, and they got excited. In fact, one of them got so excited, he came back to Jesus and thanked him for healing him. I think that's very special. And he gave glory to God. Where are the other nine? They didn't come back. They didn't choose to come back. They just wanted that physical healing rather than, and Jesus said to that one guy, go your way, you have been made whole. And therein lies the whole thing about Thanksgiving. Lord, make us whole. Make us, every part of us, whole. Fill the gap, the void that we have within us with your Spirit. There's a scripture in Colossians in chapter 3, verse 15. It says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called in one body, and be ye thankful. I love it. We got so much to be thankful about. Israel also had a Thanksgiving like we're going to have, but it's a lot different. Israel's Thanksgiving was one, it was a very special time. It was a very special dinner, way different than ours. Number one reason why it was different, it wasn't just one day out of the year. Could have been any day, every day of the year. Any time an Israelite chose to have a Thanksgiving meal to the Lord, he could do it. I like that. And the second thing is, after the meal, they would say, okay, there's no leftovers allowed, okay? No Ziploc bags. It's no to-go stuff. You had to consume it in the fire. Nothing to be taken away. And I thought, that's interesting. It says this in Leviticus chapter 22. Let me read it to you. Very interesting story. Verse 29. And when you will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. In other words, anytime you want to do it, you just do it and enjoy it. Have a great time. On the same day, it shall be eaten up. You shall leave none of it until the morrow. I am the Lord. So you got to eat it all because it's going to be burned up from there on in. So no leftovers. That's it. You say, well, that's weird. Whenever you want. But what's this thing with no leftovers? See, Leviticus is a book about offerings. They had the burnt offerings, and the burnt offerings were always totally consumed. Hopefully, some of you aren't going to see that this Thanksgiving. Somebody better watch the oven, right? You know, it's not going to be a burnt offering, okay? There's the meal offerings, various grains that they would offer to the Lord. There's a sin offering, the trespass offering. And finally, there's the peace offering. Part of the peace offering includes the sacrifice of thanksgiving. It was different than the other sacrifices. This one, you can really get into and eat it. The others were all consumed by the fire as they were offering it unto the Lord. The peace offering was dinner with the Lord. In other words, a barbecue with God. Because you're actually allowing half of it to be burnt up, and the other half you just get to have. And the Lord's there. And they love this time. Leftovers, of course, were burnt to the Lord. And the reason is, two reasons actually. Number one, it's a picture of satisfaction. And I'll explain that in a minute. And number two, it prevents procrastination. Putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. So, no leftovers reveals satisfaction. What do you mean? Well, after the peace offering, God said, I want you full, I want you satisfied, and I want you happy. And so there's that satisfaction that goes around here. And no dessert, please, because I'm full. You know how after, you know, they're pushing the pies, and you got to be kidding me. I've already gorged myself, you know. I'm full. And that's the way it was, and God wanted it that way. It's a feast with no diet. You're not talking about diet here. No calorie counters. fat gram, you know, labels, you know, the whole bit. Just come and dine. Come and dine. The master's calling. You know, just take in this. Delight yourself in fatness. Really enjoy this meal. So I thought this is a very interesting way of having Thanksgiving that the Jews would experience whenever they desired. And so God wanted them to enjoy it, but, you know, and meat was really a rarity. They didn't eat a lot of meat back then. So to have that barbecue and to partake in it was awesome. Do you remember over in Hebrews, back in Hebrews 13, 15, it says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate and forget not that which such sacrifices God is well pleased." So the sacrifice of praise is his command. Why would he command that? So we might be happy, that we might be full and satisfied. God doesn't need us to stroke him because, you know, he doesn't have a self-esteem problem. God knows who he is, and you don't have to stroke him at all. Then why are we told continually to give thanks to him in the scriptures? It's because he knows it will cause us to be blessed. It will cause us to be fulfilled and joyful. Notice this. It's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. My flesh doesn't want to be thankful. Isn't that interesting? There's a lot of grumpy people today. Have you noticed? And there's a few of you out there right now. I know it. You're grumpy. Listen, over in Romans chapter 1 in verse 21, it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became empty in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." So it's a part of this, the flesh. In myself, I desire to be grumpy, cynical, to hear others, you know, feel sorry for me. You know, "Oh, you're just so sad. Can't you smile? Can't you just pick it up a notch?" And if you want a great full day, a great full day, you need to be grateful. That means an attitude of gratitude. How are you going to get that? How are you going to get that? I heard a little side note here, a story about happy and you know, grumpy. Two of the dwarfs that everybody remembers. Happy wakes up in the morning, the alarm goes off, and he goes, "Oh, God, thank you." Grumpy wakes up, "Oh, God, it's too early." Grumpy looks over at his wife after 40 years, he says, "She ain't what she used to be." Happy gets up and says, "Well, after 40 years, look what she's accomplished with the kids and now the grandkids." And he praises her. Wow. So which is satisfied? Well, we know it's got to be happy. He's happy. The other guy is going to need Prozac or something. I don't know. And everything it says, we're to give thanks. We need to be a thankful people. And that's what God has brought us here to share with us. We need this for just living. Or you can be grumpy. You choose. And it is a choice. It has everything to do with the Son of God, though. There's an old song. "Count your blessings one by one. You'll see what God has done." Oh, to do that. You know, we gripe about a lot of things. Somebody said, "Put all your gripes on one piece of paper and then put all your blessings on the other and look what's going to happen. One of them is just going to overwhelm the other." Because that's just the way it is. The sacrifice of thanks brings forth peace. Over in Philippians, and this is Paul's experience, he said, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Be careful for nothing. Don't be worried about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then the peace of God, the shalom of God, which passes all understanding, which keeps or guards your heart and shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I mean, when you think about this, I mean, Paul's in prison and in a very stinky place. I've been there. It's in Rome. Horrible place to be in. And he's saying, guys, as he's writing, rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. Whoa. What happened to you, Paul? Are you living in a false, reality? No. He was living in real reality. He understood what was going on. Don't be a grump, be thankful. Then the peace of the Lord will rule in your mind and in your heart. That's what God is saying. Notice this, cast your cares with thanks. If you do that, you'll have satisfaction. There is satisfaction in being thankful. There just is. Those of you who have a Bible, you might want to turn there with me. This is an awesome story. It's in 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. That means you've got to first go by 1 Chronicles. And then you can get to 2 Chronicles. It's back there a ways. And when you get to 2 Chronicles, it's chapter 20. Now listen to this because it's quite a journey. It says in chapter 20, verse 1, came to pass after this that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other beside, the Amorites, came against Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel to battle. And Jehoshaphat said, oh, there's a great multitude that's coming against us from Syria. Behold, they have Hazar Tamar, which is En Gedi. They're beginning to move towards us. In verse 3, it says, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and even fasted. He got freaked out. He was fearful because this problem, it seemed it was going to be Israel's problem big time. And then in verse 5, it says, Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation and he went towards the house of the Lord to pray. And verse 6 says, O Lord, God of fathers, and then you hear his prayer. And over in verse 12, it says, our God, O our God, wilt thou not judge this enemy? For we have no might against this guest company, a great company, that comes against us. Neither know we what to do. Our eyes are on you. I love it. They got their eyes where they need to be. And then all of Judah stood before the Lord, and the little ones, and the wives, and their children. And upon Jezreel and Zechariah, the Levite came, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And in verse 15, it says that he said, hearken, all of Judah, listen up. Thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And then in verse 17, it says, you shall not need to fight in this battle. This is a word for many of you tonight. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Fear not. Go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And so Jehoshaphat went out, all of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell upon the enemy, and then they stood up to praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice. And it says that Jehoshaphat stood up and said, just believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So believe what the Lord has said. Believe what you were taught from the prophets and what he said to you, and you will prosper. See, the big word there is believe. We must believe. To those that come to him must first believe that he is and that he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him, because he is. And he appointed singers to go before the whole Judah, and they started to sing. They shout praises, how beautiful the Lord is, and his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing, to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against them, and they were all wiped out. Everyone destroyed the other. It brought confusion into their camp, and they destroyed one another. And the people came to take away the spoil. They took away everything that they had. They were coming into battle. They got all of the spoil. And finally, verse 25 says, they found among them abundance of riches and jewels, and they just took everything with them. They were blessed because they listened to the Lord in a very tough situation. God help us. If the enemy is closing in, coming against you, get your eyes on the Lord. So he received God's word. He received his promise. It didn't make any sense to have the singers go before them into battle, but that's exactly what they did. They listened, and they gave praise to the Lord, and they believed the offering of the sacrifice of thanks. He didn't listen to doubt and unbelief. He believed what the word was saying to him, and he moved out, and there was great victory. Total satisfaction, okay, that's number one, and that's the reason for that special sacrifice of thanks. The second reason is it prevents procrastination. Some of the family came late, and they were in a hurry to the dinner. There's so much drama. They came in the front door and they said, it's the kids, it's the car, it's this, it's that. You know, I mean, they were late, man, big time. And so somebody said, hey, just get them a Ziploc, put it in a bag and give it to them, and they can take it home and consume it. Well, God says, no, don't do that. He says, consume it now. Don't put this sacrifice of thanks off. Don't put it off. If you're here to do it, then let's do it. Let's get into it. It's not a manana mentality. Don't push it off for another day and say, well, I'll do it later, or I'm not going to get into this. No way. Well, then you're going to miss it. This Thanksgiving needs to be a day of thanks, a day of praise, a day of prayer, and may God help us. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, isn't it? The flesh is weak. We get so busy with food and football and kids, just keeps going. It's like communion, though. And the Bible says this about this communion. As often as you do it in remembrance of me. So we're going to do that. Because we forget. We forget who it's all about. Who suffered and gave himself the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of the world.
Well, you've been listening to our special Thanksgiving message from Pastor Jeff Johnson called No Leftovers, and this is Sound Doctrine. Well, to get today's study on CD, all you need to do is pick up the phone and call toll-free at 800-353-7553. The suggested donation is $5. Again, the phone number is 800-353-7553. You can also replay any program you enjoy here at Sound Doctrine on sounddoctrineradio.org and listen to Pastor Jeff through our app as well. Search for Calvary Chapel Downey in the App Store or Google Play. Marijuana, self-realization, meditation, self-hypnosis, psychedelic drugs, yoga. Jeff Johnson tried all of that and more in his search for the clear light. But you see, it wasn't until he met Jesus that his life really changed and he experienced life and light. In his book, The Seeker, you'll hear this amazing testimony, and I think you'll be left greatly encouraged and thankful. We're offering The Seeker, along with Pastor Jeff's Thanksgiving message, No Leftovers, right now at sounddoctrineradio.org. Or call 800-353-7553. 7553. And please remember, it's your gifts that help us bring Sound Doctrine to the radio and internet every day. It takes a team to accomplish this goal of reaching people around the world with the love and truth of Christ. Whether it's a one-time gift or an ongoing monthly support, God can use it in great ways to impact people with His life-changing truth. You can make a secure donation online at sounddoctrineradio.org or, again, call 800-353-7553. Well, on behalf of Pastor Jeff and all of us here at Sound Doctrine, once again, happy Thanksgiving. Come back tomorrow when we'll get back to the Book of Romans. This program is brought to you by Calvary Chapel Downey. So, Father.